Recent elections have brought with them a bit of a concern that the door is opening wider for socialism to take over the direction of America via who gets elected. But just how much support does socialism have here in America? We can get a clue courtesy of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. They do an annual report entitled U.S. Attitudes Towards Socialism, Communism, and Collectivism. And this year's study shows increased favorability of the term socialism among members of the Generation Z. Those are people ages 16 to 23. 49% have no problem with the idea of socialism. That's up 9% from last year. Opinions of capitalism down slightly from last year to this year among all Americans, 58 to 55%. Generation Z, it's actually slightly up, 49 to 52%. Millennials, the opinion of capitalism down, 50 to 43%. 35% of millennials and 31% of Generation Z support the gradual elimination of the capitalist system in favor of a more socialist system. Some of the other report findings, Generation Z's favorability toward communism is holding steady at 28%. Compared to 22% of millennials, that's a 14% decrease from last year, by the way. With Joe Biden becoming president, 30% of Americans prefer the advancement of socialist policies over capitalist policies. Increased support among Generation Z, 38%, and millennials, 35%. 18% of Generation Z, 13% of millennials think communism is a fairer system than capitalism and deserves consideration in America. We have 22% of Americans who are likely to vote for a democratic socialist, with the sentiment increasing among younger generations. 28% of Gen Z, that's up 6% from last year, and 27% of millennials, 3% increase from last year. 63% of Generation Z and millennials, compared to 95% of what's called the silent generation, believe the Declaration of Independence better guarantees freedom and inequality over the Communist Manifesto. That's a, by the way, 6% increase for millennials from last year. Interesting report, which you can find over at victimsofcommunism.org. And about the organization, it's an educational research and human rights bipartisan nonprofit who works to commemorate the more than 100 million victims of communism around the world and to pursue the freedom of those still living under totalitarian regimes. The report also explains something too. The following, albeit limited, of Bernie Sanders these past few years, but it does bring about the question with Bernie, I guess in a way, aging out, who will those people place their loyalty with in the future? Is Joe Biden enough for them, or does this empower the AOCs in the political landscape?